Taisus. Taisus down Vam. The Sfar of Yasef is Migal Haitzi Lam Rinan. That's why he argues on Rabbah. Because the Rivam considers our case Migal Haitzi. Because the fact he's mostly in the Karka is irrelevant. Okay, we go according to the Marakaba. Good, maybe Taisus would hold that Taisus would say the Marakaba is stronger than the more stronger. Taisus says that the Mokzok and Karas ain't a clump because Karas says Balei Kaima ain't a clump. But you could clarify, if the Kunjas Fagus is Chakir is Negei and is a Raya from the holds that that's Cheskel Mama, I'm not even Mocha. Anyway, Agapanim, but the Ri doesn't like it. They know the Ri, let me finish time Ma'ocha. Behedya, Mash with Lam Mishum Hachi, who? Lam Mishum Hachi, who? Who doesn't say? Doesn't say Migalites? If the Svar is Migalites, let him say it. Like, it's funny, he doesn't even ask, like, all the Rishonim are bothered by that Rav Yosef says, Hashtar is Chas Ba'alma, you know, that, what does that do to Migalitzi? Not just, he doesn't say it, he says something else, right? He says that Chas Ba'alma, what does Chas Ba'alma have to do with anything? Stop, it's Migalitzi. So, I'll upon him, stop, but he doesn't say Migalitzi. Therefore, he doesn't like it. Nearly, in time of Yosef, Vlam Rina Migu Hacha, Kina Lesley Hacha Migu, Elam Kain Shachar Tchila, Shahuzuk Shachar Tchila, Vlam Maishtara. Over here, his only manis is only because he brought out the star. And he said it was a good star. Then he has a Migu, he could have kept the star, the Makayan the star. Then he could have upheld the lie, and therefore, we want to say he's a Migu, he has not the star.
How's that
different? One second. So, such a migu we don't say. A migu that's based on the fact that you actually lied, we don't say. It's not clear in Taisus what this svar is. Could be he means like we have in the Ramah, in the beginning of the Sugya. The Ramah wanted Mechalik, the Das Ben Hanano, the Paigain, in Shtar Mana, and Shtar. And Shtar Mezuyev. So the Ramah explained, by Shtar Mezuyev, then there is no Migu. Only Shtar Mana, which is actually Shtar Mana, which was, at least the Shtar was written. Yeah, Shtar Mana, at least the Shtar was written. So Mela, you now want a Migu, Mashenkin, Mashtar. Shtar Mezuyev, where there he says, there's no svar of Ma'al Shaker when you badly lied. Yeah? So we asked him, Mechari Meshtar Amon, we don't understand how that explains the Rav Haigai. Because he the Rav Ben Hanan, and the Shtar Amon also you lied. Meshtar Amon also lied. But Mechari, we said the svar was, it seems to be that the idea of Ma'al, the idea of Miku is Ma'al Shaker. We believe you, but you're not lying now, because if you wanted to lie, you could have said a different lie, I'm not telling the truth. But this guy that showed himself to be a liar, so Me'ala Behim, he has no demands, but Mechnesen say that they're not lying now. Just because you could have kept your lie, that doesn't necessarily, you know, we don't trust you, Mechal, we say that you're a liar. So there's no Ma'al Shak to say, oh, must be telling the truth. This guy's a Vishnu liar, what's the most must be telling the truth? Something along those lines. That's what I was saying. The Ramah. But he said Menei Bei though. He's trying to explain the Shita of the Gaonim. It doesn't really work. Although just Derech Agav, going back to that Gaon, it's interesting because the Rabbeinu Yaino, when he brings down the High Gaon, and the chiluk between shtar mon and shtar mezuyif. He says a nusach here, which I'm not sure what's going to be the vart. This is really going back to the beginning. If we came back to it anyways, I would throw it in again. If you don't mind, maybe you don't mind. But he says daf shtar mon shtar zayfa. It's your tzayre. After you keep in chasimas, after you miskayim, just talking mukuyim. Let me say, keep in shleigia shtar liyodoy miyad balakarka. The dafke hechi the kasvua balakarka la shtar lahai miyob liyodoy the koi du niu dachzake bahu buara. Ale etzir lechashvil in muksek. He's saying it's a word over here. He's saying that the difference in shtar mana and shtar mezuyif is that the shtar mana went from the hands of the loiva to the hands of the malva, yeah. Or in the case of the karaka, from the hands of the moicher to the hands of the lekeach. The shtar passed hand. He gave the shtar. He wrote the shtar and he gave it to him. Elamai wasn't meant to be used. He had shtar mana. Who just he failed to show people that he's rich. Whatever it is, he wanted to show people with the shtar. Whatever he wanted, whatever point he wanted to gain with the shtar. But the shtar was given over. So the way the Rebbe Yain is saying it, it sounds like he's saying mele you consider a muhsik. The obvious fear is that you consider a muhsik. You know, even though the shtar, it's still a chiddush, yeah? Even though the shtar, the mice is worthless, yeah? It's not a real shtar. But, since it was given over, that somehow the marikam is giving it to you. That some, at least it makes you a muhsik, maybe he's going with Migal Haitzi. Maybe it's not going to be Migal Haitzi. Could be that's what the Mashmar is saying. On him, but the chiluk. The chiluk, what he's saying is agape the nature of the shtar, and more particularly whether the shtar is given over. The shtar, this might be there is rain in Ksubis and the shtar in the sugi of shtaris. I think this rain from Chaim, when I remember a little bit from Rabba, that they make a big deal about the giving over of the shtar. The shtar only takes on taikiv of shtar, only gets a din shtar when the shtar is given over. That's still this with the gisugi and vamos lamen alpha base, whatever. But the point is that shtar only gets a din of a shtar when it's given over. It's the edus of the shtar is only when it's given over. There's something of an issue about it. But that could be some, again, I'm not explaining 100%, but it's a different kivon at least. Then the Yisrael of the Ramah in the difference between Shtar Mezuyif and Shtar Aman. Now, back to Taisus. So Chayra, Taisus seems to be saying a Svara like the something along the lines of the Ramah. Yeah? And that if Lamaisa, you had the line before in order to give you the Ramah's Bechal, then we don't say me. That's the first pshat of the Re. Now, the second shalari is Inami, Mishum Hochel Amir and Hochemigu, Mishum Daha Bechayz Vitayin. The Meikara Tayin Vashtara, Ma'ata Chayzer Boy, Umayda, the Chas Baalmo, Ela Shtara Ma'al Yahab. The problem with Tayin Chayzer Vitayin. Now, this is Sayin, this Taisis, yeah? The Chayzer is against what we had, older Shainim. Previously, the Vaman Aleph, the Rimagash, the Yad Ramah, others had said that from Ptur Leptur, you can be Chayz Vitayin. The only problem with Chayz Vitayin is if Adam came in the middle and they slugged up the first Taina. But in Ptur Leptur, before Adam come, you lie to be Chayz Vitayin. Gufa Al Tzmigu, the Rishayim explained. Gufa Al Tzmigu. Yeah. So this Taisus is lehedya, not like that. This Taisus is lehedya, not like that. So the Re is learning our Gemara. The problem, Rabbi Yosef, of why you're not knowing what to do over here, is because since originally you said that the tiny was this is my shtar, and now you're mechayzer, you're saying I have a different shtar, so you're mechayzer v'tayin, even though you have a migul, it doesn't help. Now, l'chayr the hezbo would be that the bibes are hidah. The bibes are hidah. That since when you tayin the first tayin, there's an implicit hidah that there is no other taina, and the other taina is not, this is my taina, nothing else. So Meila, for him to be chayz Italian, even though he has a migo, it's like a migo makam eidim, because it's a migo makam my das baldin. That l'chayr would be the hezber in the second half of the Ri, why in our Gemara, if Yasef holds, they not Naman, even though migo called Harkula is Naman. But that's very important, this thesis, in the discussion of Haman Aleph, the chayz Italian, we have to know that thesis over here, is Mefarish, there's a problem with Chayz Italian, even with the Migu, not like all those Rishonim that we had over there. And Chayz, the Hezbo would be, like I just said, that every Chayz, every time Chayz Italian is considered a Migu Makayim Haida, because you are Italian this time and not the other time, you're in effect being made that there are no other stars, Mela, even with Amigo, the Amigo is not going to help you. That's the Chayyar the Mahalach of the Ri when he learns the Sugya. Yeah?
So this would be against
the Ksos. And then
over there,
it's
like
there's
not.
But whenever Chayyar. The Ksos says, without Amigo, what?
You try to answer up those three shunas, how could it work? Because it's as if the volume, even though they did a Hadas Baldin, is that they were a Chayyar.
There was no Jewish Chayyar. It's like, hey, then we're not Jewish Chayyar. Then we Chayyar. Yeah, for sure. This type of argument. We see him coming to find Hashem and holding, could be Chayyar time. Okay, so he can't be Chayyar time. So it's not like. Yes, it's not like the Chayyar is saying on his own. He comes to find Hashem and say, you could be Chayyar time. Yeah? And he says, even without Amigo, Chayyar. But Taisus lahat. You can't be Chayyar time. He with Amigo, so the Hezbro would be the Chayyar as that blibes Aida. That blibes Aida. And that's why it's like Amigo, Makim Eidim, Amigo, Makim, Aida Spaldin. That L'chayr would be the simple pshat and the cheshbin in Taisus. Now, what I want to do now, instead of learning the beginning of the next Taisus, because that's really a whole mitzvah by itself, Chivalta, Shtupadin, at the end of a week on a Thursday when the Chazar Shvach, etc. So therefore, what I would like to maybe do is really just finish up more of the sugya of what's the gate to Migul Haitzi, and maybe we'll go to the second half of Taisvis and contrast the Ri with the Ri, yeah, and learn how the Ri learns the Hemshel of Gemara, not the way the Rashbam learns it, and Taisvis has his issues with the Rashbam. That means we'll do Sunday more the Sutter, not just like jumping in and jumping out. So the Gemara's Ravidi's Maskana is Hilchasa Kavase the Rabba Bakarka Hilchasa Yasef Bezuzi. We had Machlekes Rabba and Yasef both by Karka and by Zuzi. And so Ravidi, you know, at first glance, would seem to be saying he's acting like a pshara. He's passing Rabbi Yosef by Zuzi. That you not Neman. He passes like a rabba by Karka. Now, so we already had in the Ramban, and not his own shot when he goes with the first part he brings down in the. From the Rimagash, the Machoik is Rabbi Yosef is goof for whether it's Migul Haitz Migul or not. So then, when Rabba's or Ravidi's Pshara, that by Karka we hold like Rabba. So the Ramban explained doesn't mean, as we explained in the Ramban, doesn't mean he's passing Rabba, because Rabba holds Migul Haitz Amino. So if he holds Migul Haitz Amino, then he's by Shtar. El my forget. That's Ravidi's paskin like Rabbi Yosef. Mechayz by Amrina. Nervas, he holds that by Ara, it's not called Haitzi. By Ara, it's not called Haitzi because you're a mukzik. So it means bad speech not snigger by Isis. Not Hilchus Karaba, but Zuzi just means Hilchus Karaba, meaning the Alach of Rabba, but not the Lab Matameh, not the Tam of Rabba, not the Tam Rabba. Now, in the Re, it's going to come out, Hilchaira, that Ravidi, not only isn't he paskening like the Tam of Rabba, but he's not even paskening the Tam of Rabbi Yosef. I mean, he paskens like Rabbi Yosef by Zuzi, Balav Mitameh. He paskens like Rabba by Ara, also Balav Mitameh. Why am I saying this? Because the way they re-explain, what's the Svara's Mahalik is, Rabbi Yosef holds, there's a problem with Amigo. Why? Amigo, it's Gabayt and Sheker, or it's Amigo, it's a problem with Tayyim and Tayyim, because that's the issue over here. Yeah? Rabbi Yosef holds, Amigo is Gabayt and Sheker, it's not a good Amigo, Rabbi holds, we're not worried about that. Rabbi Yosef holds, you can't be Chayyim and Tayyim, even with Turlop Tur, even with Amigo, and Chay Rabbi holds, like the Rimagash and the Ramah, there you could, yeah. Now, when we come to Ravidi, so the Taisus calls Rishbam, he has problems with it, he tries to answer it, we're leaving that. Venerally, the Haino, Haima, the Hilchus of Ara, Kiraba, or Kirab Yaisi Bezuzi, Mishun Darmina, Migul Lokmi Memaina. So the Re is essentially saying that Rav Idi, so although the Re had issues with the Rivam learning that the Yisoyder of Yosef is the Mizmigal Yisoyer Minon, but the Re himself embraces the Shita of the Rivam, the Mizmigal Yisoyer Minon. And his explanation in Rav Idi's Pshara is all gebayt on the side of Migal Haitzi Layarina. Migal Haitzi Layarina. In other words,
that's like
Rabbi Yosef. No! No! It's not like Rabbi Yosef. What'd you say?
It's like Rabbi Yosef.
No! Not another time. No! It's not like Rabbi Yosef. Why is not Rabbi Yosef, Ari?
What?
What?
Why is Barna not Rabbi Yosef?
Ravidi.
Because Rabbi Yosef says the reason that you give the guy the...
Because Rabbi Yosef says the reason why not end with Amigo is either because it's based on Sheker or it's Matur L'Ptor. Because they thought. Yeah? And the Re says that Ravidi says the reason the Chilvin and Karakim Talplim is whether it's a problem with Yolaitzi. That's for care. And before the Re, that both Rabba and Rabbi Yosef are not bothered with Migal Haitzi. Because the reason why Rabbi Yosef, in the Tais before, says that you're not Neman, it gives you two other reasons. Even though by Beshtar it's Migal Haitzi. In the case of the Chasbam, right? It's Migal Haitzi. It doesn't say, because probably lights it. Elmai, both Rab and Rabbi Yosef, according to Rivon, maybe it's good for the Machlaikis. At least according to Rabbi Gash, that was Machlaikis. Rivon, we weren't sure. But, and the Fakir, the Rivon saying, everyone holds Migal Haitzi, Amrina. Now when we get to Rabbi Idi, what does the Rivon say? What does the Re say? That the Machlaikis. When we get to Rabbi Idi, what does the Re say? That the issue is, the Chilv bin Karakim Talim is a good Migal Haitzi. Like, and he holds, not like the Rivon. Mamish not like the Rivam that held that you go bus the Cheskam Arkama and not bus the Mosuk. And the Re, B'dash Rav Idi says, Pum Fakar. Nine times the Hills of Ba'ar Karaba, Kabyes Bezuzik, Mishnabin Amigu, Lokmi Maina, the Islam Lokmi Ara, the Cheskas Mara, the Kai Mahashta. He's saying that you go basar the mukhzik. And therefore it's not a problem, Migal Haitzi. Now Chayra, he's been chowding between Metaltim and Zuzi, so Zuzi is saying, Chayra, it is Migal Haitzi. Right? So that means that the Re is learning of Idi, that his pshara is not, when it's Hilchus Rabbi Yosef, mezuzi, it's not metamei. Rabbi Yosi says the reason why he can't be goyva is because sheker or toral p'tur. Rabbi says because it's migalaitzi. Okay, right? When it comes to karka, both Rabba and Rabbi Yosef held migalaitzi aminon. Ravidi holds migalaitzi lo yamrinon, and he has to hold by karka. It's not called laitzi. So that means that according to the Reed, which is interesting, it's even worse than the Ramban, that the Ravidi has absolutely nothing to do with the Machlokes between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. When the Hilchos of Rabbi Yosef Bezuzi is not Rabbi Yosef, and Hilchos of Rabba Bekarka is not Rabbi either. Okay? Now, it's like this. So then, that's time in the Pashtun Cheshbin, the Pshat and Gemara, the read between how we learn Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, Pashtun compared to Tyson, and how we learn everything. Pashtun simple, getting the Pshat. Now, what's interesting is the Hemshach. So the Taisus brings down the Kasha of the Rishonim that discuss whether or not back to the Etzim Mishayla Milayis Amina Loi Amina. So he brings a Raya, right? We have a Raya to the Mount Tzubis, which we saw in the Rabban, and the Rabban also goes it, right? So what does he say? What's the case over there? Could have said the guy, Reuven pays Shimon. Shimon takes the money for a different chayiv. He wants the guy to begin with the shtar. So Reuven says, "Wouldn't I pay you?" He says, "No. What do you mean? I took that money for a different chayiv. Now I'm still being guy with the shtar." So the chayiv he's not with the migu. He could have said, "You never paid me." Then if he's not man, they can be guy again with the shtar. So Shimon asks, "Chayiv see migu haitzi amrinan? See migu haitzi amrinan?" So now, Zoktais, Alpha God, Migloitz, Loyamina, I mean, the reason going now, Migloitz, Loyamina, Shani Hals, Nikashtara. Shani Hals, Nikashtara. Okay? Now, what does he mean with that? What does he mean, Shani Hals, Nikashtara? So, Lachaira, what he means is, it means like a Ben Yaina. The Ben Yaina, in one of the two Pshatim, in one of the Tumshat, the Ben Yaina learns Gufa the Machlaikis, Rabban Rav Yosef evolves around. Yeah? And that is, the Rabban it says, Rabban it says, Hinemu with Ishtar. Yeah? Rabban says Hinemu with Amigo. Even though Migal Haitzi, everyone holds Migal Haitzi, but they're called Migal Haitzi Loyamina. Yeah? Elamai, what's the Svara? There it is, because you have a Shtar. That was one of his Mahalchim. See, we had two Svaras. One Svara was because since you already tainted and you would have won. So maybe it's called Migal Haitzi. You basically, it's a done deal. That's one Svara he said. And that, Rabbi Yosef argues and says, what do you mean? In retrospect, the shtar was worth nothing, and therefore you never really won the entire, you thought you won the entire, but Maisa was really a bunch of baloney. Then he says, the other svar is, because of shtar. Voy, vadim et chilok, shetoyin, hapli mei zuzi, v'hashtara, Hare huchzik medin aysimaman. The chol man the nakit shtara kuchzik dami. Yeah, chol man the nakit shtara kuchzik dami. You have a shtar as if you're muchzik. It's called migul hachzik. If heichi this lay dina the migul bechosh min tafukim mina. Yeah, bechosh min tafukim mina. Now it's interesting because Hare he did his machlokes b'sham b'sila with shtarim and ligva is gavi dami not. B'sham says gavi, the b'sila says shtarim and ligva is not gavi dami. It's not considered as if you were gavi already. So it's a bit of an issue here. You have to somehow be machalik and say that the gedder of Nigel Haitzi is not necessarily totally the imamish habit. Yeah, as long as, you know, this whole Nigel Haitzi is very not mugdar, what, you know, what's called Haitzi. We saw we were very different svaras in the Rishonim, you know, when they're handling, you know, we had the Chuz Rajbi yesterday. Yeah, it's someone in that the Marikama that we say Bilches Bayal, Kakakes Bayal Mamedes. Yeah, but is that called the Haitzi? It's not called the Haitzi, right? So what's called the Haitzi and not? It's not the gather doesn't seem to be so clear. So when Yehuda says that it's commanded Gavui kehuk the dummy, it might not be that he's passing like Meshamai. And even the Tzoyis has a problem with talking. Tzoyis asked the Kasha that L'choy we pass like Mezilah. That's not a Gavui dummy. So why we saying Yeshtar is not Megal Haitzi? Yeah. So you have to somehow be mechalal. I'm not sure the exact gather of it. You have to be mechalal, get the kvetch a little bit, and somehow say that it's enough. You know, you have a strong position on it, and therefore it's enough that, you know, the big is enough to help you to get it. It's not like, you know, you're coming, imam is being mitzvah, right? You have a star gives you a strong position. Something along those lines. Akapanim says the bringer, you know, and he brings the raya. So Ben Yain Nataka, when he wants to learn his pshat, in Rabbah, Migul Haitzi Loya Mina. But Shtar is different. He means right, the Gemara by Shtar, you see Shtar is different.
You're saying Shtar is different or saying it's not
Migul Haitzi? I'm saying Shtar is different because not Shtar is different, it's not Lahaitzi. It's not Lahaitzi, it's Lahaksik because you have a Shtar. So that's the Chaira, what the Re means in Tais as well. Brush the word, Shani Hasan Igar Shtar. Yeah? Shani Hasan Igar Shtar. And this is different, Rabbi Isai, than the Ramban. Okay, it's different than the Ramban, because the Ramban also asked this kasha. The Ramban asked this kasha. The kasha, how do you mean? Misach Shvuas, Midu, could have said Sitroi, could have said Loi Dvar Moil, but then say Sitroi. You see, look, I Migul Haitzi. I'll mean when you love looking at my no. Laf Kushi says the Ramban. The Iu Nem Loimar Al Mashu Tough is Sitroi Ninu. He says, as a man, it's not Migul Haitzi, it's Migul Haksik. What am I thinking now with my Migul? That there was another Chai. And I took the money for the first Chai. So, in other words, what am I saying? I'm saying the money that I have. You can't say, the money that I have, I'm being Neman, that this money was for a different Chai. That there was another chayv. I mean, never to maxed this money. And how are you being going over now? You've been going because you have a good star. You've been going. We saw this other day, right? You've been going with the star. You're not been going with the migu. The migu indirectly frees up the star. Because if not for the migu, then we'll say that you're not never that he owed you all the money. All we know is he owes you the money for the star. We know you might have paid you up. So therefore, the zel, you can't collect again. You might think you got paid. Elamai, the migu is just saying, no, I want to be neman. There was another chayv, and mele the money was for the other chayv. Now I have a shtar. I can be going with the shtar. So I'm being mighty mammon now with the migu. I'm being mighty mammon with the shtar. And the migu says, Rabban is just indirect. But since I'm neman, there was another chayv. Mele now I can be going with the shtar. So that's a totally different mahalach than Rabbi Yoina. Now,
Tosafot can say no.
What?
Why couldn't Tosafot say
no? He's not even saying. Yes, he does. He says, "Shani Hasan the Ikar Shtara." The stimas of Taisus could be Seivor Ben Yaina. Yeah, it's hard to put their shtup their man in. So you want to say it means their man? To me, it seems more that it means Ben Yaina. But anyway. So let me ask you a question, everybody's saying. So we'll see soon that this Ramban and the Ben Yaida, there's two Mahalchim that were sangled in Sitroi. Why Sitroi is not a problem in Migalaitzi? Is it because by Shtar it's Gagabui, so it's Lahachzik, or the Pshat is that it's indirect and you're not being Maitzim on the Migal? We'll see as Nafkamin is Lagabe, other places we've seen him in, it's Hashem. But before that, I want to go back to Taisvis. I want to ask you a question, a very simple question. Okay? If Taisus tells us that by Ashtar, here will be enough for me to know whether it's Taisus is Rabban or whatever you say it. So if Taisus, let me ask you a question. Okay? Taisus said, by Ashtar, there's no problem with Loitzi. Sim Cain, already a second ago, Rav Edi told us, according to the Re, Hilchus Rav Yosef be
money.
Zuzi. Yeah, why? Because Migal Haitzi. Ein is a star.
The star is not good here.
What?
Say the star is not good here.
Say it. Say it.
The dog against the star.
Say it. What do you
mean
the dog against
the star? There's not against the star. There is no star.
He agreed that the star wasn't good.
Fine, so say it. So that's the simple derech. And again, Menyan himself, right? Menyan learns, and that wasn't Machlekes Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. Yeah? Machlekes Rabbi Rabbi Menyan, who learns that, did this for sure, clarify Taisus. Menyan is Zichlus Rabbi Menyan, right? So, what? So Rabbi Menyan doesn't learn Rabbi Menyan, right? That it's because the star is not Haitzi. But still he says, what do the Beis Yom hold? Am I Sam because the Shui books it by Mammon? Hi star, hi star, Chas Malma. Chim the Oide, the star is Aifu. Par Botla is the Chusai. Chas Gossi Mammon Zeh. The Mela, Goy Milsa, Shein Mokza by Mammon Zeh. Okay? The Goy Milsa, that even though star makes you Mokza, the star makes it Migul Achzik, that's by Sitroi. But it's a good star, but Shein get over here. A shenken over here, where it's a lousy shtar. That's goof of ked. That's more goof of ked. According to this, it's more geshmak in the Gemara. Yeah, that's Rabbi Yosef. That's Rabbi Yosef is saying that it's a high shtar chasmal. No, fair. No, that's not the way. It's not the way again. No, it doesn't help anymore because we learn Rabbi Yosef differently. All the problems of the Lashon Gemara we have in the Reels. Forget what I just said. The point is, at least the Gabi Ravidi makes the pshara between Karak and Zuz. You could hold like that's for Rabbi Yaino. The way the Rabbi Yaino explains the Re, not the way the Re explains the Re. It's a little complicated, right? Rabbi Yaino explains Rabbi Yosef. Yeah, different than the Re explains Rabbi Yosef. But for Rav Edi though, the Re could explain Rav Edi by it's a simple Rav Edi by the Zuzi, like Rav Ben Yain explains Rav Yosef by Zuzi. That was a simple chesed. Yeah. Trust me, you just have to chesed. Okay, fine. So that's the chesed, the simple teretz to this question. We'll see. Maybe you could say a different shot, but that's, I'm saying there's no need in another shot. That's a simple teretz. Yeah, we have the Bayana, it says that's a pshat of Yosef. So come on, the Reek, learn that pshat in Ravidi. Now, what's interesting over here is that the somehow embraced this Taisus. At least the Shach. What?
No.
I said Achrayim. I will say about the Shach. The like this, and that like this, and then the Raya for Sitroi. By Shtar is no. The Shach assumed above. By Shtar is no problem. Migul Haitzi. So the like this. So it's ready in the 2 days in the in the Ramah there's 2 days Bachal whether it's a Migul Haitzi or not, Rishayim, Bachal, right? Comes down Rishayim, the the Rimagash holds Yom Tzimi Galayitzi. Yeah, and that's the Rivam also holding that. Other Shainim say Yom Tzimi Galayitzi. Right, the Rabban comes out. You say Migul Haitzi. Means all the right. Say Migul Haitzi. Ma'aseh Chama Machakas Shainim. Say Migul Haitzi not. Says the Gtais. Hech the Gestara. Hamir Migul Haitzi. Kmeishkas Tais. Perkas about them. Kots our Taisus. Umuchilah. May it's a try. From this a try. You say Migul Haitzi Amina. Chol Pais Gemash Mede Bain De Bezet. This seems to be accepted in all the Pais Gem. They take on this Taisus. Migul Haitzi. By Shtar Amrina. Smell like this. He says the Shach also embraces this. Ad kadei kach, they held it such a double pashit. Yeah, then the Rai from Sitroi, he has a kash in the Mordechai. The Mordechai.
So
that's where the Shach is. The Ksais calls the Shach. It has a kash in the Mordechai based on that says that the Shach, the Mordechai says. That actually means that the Gemara that the Ramban brings down, which I don't know if you guys saw, the Gemara in Ksubis, where there's Shiloh, if she's a Basula or not, by when they got married. So the question is, we got big Ksubis, she got Masai and Zuz or not? So the Isha says she's Mukas Eitz, and she gets Masai. There's no Basulim, she bumped into something that was a Mesha Basulim, and that's the issue. So we say she's never a Migu.
That's because she
could have died. Mara says, Mukha says, get yeah? But the question is, she says, Misharistan and Anasti. She says she was Nibala. But after the Erisin, so then she still gets Messiah. So she has a migul. She could have said that she was a mukas eitz. The guy didn't find Basul. The shaila was he claimed that she was mizana. Therefore, she doesn't get ksuba. She says no. She was mirastain and nasty. And therefore, she gets ksuba. But a migul. She could have said mukas eitz. We're not getting involved. I don't want to get stuck in anything. There's a migul. They have a kitzer. The migul that allows her to collect the ksuba. Yeah. So, you see from here, Migul Haitzi, Amina, the Rabban brought a riot, that's one of his riots, and the Rabban Maisa holds Migul Haitzi Lai Amina. The Gemara in Baisa Troy, he slugged up. The Gemara in Mishnah Bab Metzia, he slugged up. But these two riots, one riot, I'm not going to go into Bechal, Gemara Bab Metzia, the Migul Haitzi, Amrina. So the Mordechai also brings this riot. And Migul Haitzi, Bibari Bashamra, Migul Haitzi, he limits it to Bari Visham. Okay, because the husband doesn't know what happened. He's a Sham, she's a Bari. So at least Migul Haitzi by Bari Visham. Migul Haitzi, by Bari Visham. That's what Marka takes from that Gemara. Yeah? Rabban's Amachal Gemara Visham. Say it again, I don't want to get stuck in the small details, which doesn't help us, just confuses us. It's confusing enough as it is. Vein leimar the sphere le da pishtar ma'alya leimin migul haitzi. So Shach says, what's the raya? There's a star. The Shach asks in the Baruch, how can you make a raya? They say migul haitzi by Baruch Hashema. Over there is a star. Like Tais says, what happened to the star? And don't tell me the star is not different.
Which
one
is there?
Ksuba? Ksuba, Shtar Ksuba. There's a Shtar Ksuba over there. So the star ksuba. So then, what's your eye in the middle? Heights Armina. There's a star. Says the Shach. Don't tell me that star doesn't make a difference. I'll bring your eye. Star does make a difference. What's my raya? Sitroi. Sitroi. My Taiz is raya. Yeah. So therefore, the Shach has a big problem. What's from the Mordechai? So the Shach wants mechadish. To answer this kasha, there's a difference that this we say the shtar is not called migul haitzi. That's when the shtar is for sure a good shtar. What?
Like the ksuba.
No, not like the ksuba. Like the case is destroyed. The case is destroyed. The shtar is 100% bona fide shtar. Right? I loaned you money, I had a shtar. The only shayla is, yeah, you paid me. Did you pay me for what? Was there another chayv or not? That's the issue over here. But the shtar itself was certainly a good shtar. Mashiach gave it, he says, in the case of ksuba, al atzad, that she was mazana before, then the shtar ksuba is worthless. Yeah, so you can't say that it's not called Migla Haitzi because you have a shtar when Hagufu, we're debating whether you have a shtar or not.
What does the Gemara say over there? How could you be Motzi over there if the shtar is... The
shtar's
not
wait, the Gemara doesn't say because of a shtar. Gemara says because of Migul. One second.
It should be a riot.
No. One second. What?
It should be a riot that you could be Migul Haitzi even when there's not a shtar.
Very good. So you know who brings that riot? The Mordechai, who the Shach's come to ask on.
But I'm saying, so what's the Shach? The Shach is being Mechalik, and then he's...
First he has the Kash, I is a star. Yeah. So he answered, no, there's no star. The star is up for grabs. Understand?
I'm saying, but we're still saying Migu, though.
Saying, right, so that's why the Mordechai is right. By Baruch Hashem, he's saying Migu Haitzi.
So
usually the Teretz answers the Kash, though.
I'm saying, the Shach is saying that really, you don't need a star then.
The Shach says that Va'ol and the Mordechai is made the Taisus. That Migul that by Shtar there's no problem Migul Haitzi. Still, he brings his Raya from there. That Migul Haitzi. Amrina at least when it's Bar V'Shama. Yeah. Now Zotik Tais, and he says the same along the same lines. You also find in the Sivis that Asa Kasha. On a Talmid Rabbeinu Yaina in the Shittin Besen Ksupas, this might be very significant as Talmid Rabbeinu Yaina. Okay, because the case over there is
Talmid Rabbeinu is not Rabbeinu Yaina.
Talmid Rabbeinu Yaina is a Talmud Rabbeinu Yaina. The mission of this says the Pegemes Ksubasa. She has to swear. If a woman is she's married that she got part of the Ksuba. So maybe she got the whole ksuba, she has to swear. It's one of the nishbanim, but not the shul rabbanim. In fact, the Talmud ben Yaina, why didn't she? She's never a migul. She could have been kaifra kol. She could have said she didn't get part of the ksuba. What? A woman comes to the ksuba. She says, I already got a down payment of 200 zuz. I already got a down payment. I already got collected 50. So we say she has to swear that she didn't get more. Yeah. Once we know, once she got a little bit, maybe she got more. She has to swear. Again, I don't want to get stuck in details of every case. She has to swear. In fact, Tom Ben Yair, why don't we say she has a migo? She could have said what? What? She could have been kai for a call. We don't know that she was part of the Zuba. We don't know that. We don't know for sure that she got paid part of it. She comes to us and she's married. It's a migul. She could have said, "Lo nam." She should be that one. And the other 150, I didn't touch. And she shouldn't have to swear.
Isn't that the kind of...
If she's saying, "Lo nam," the title that she didn't get anything,
so you think
your
ksuba is
invalid.
What?
You haven't gotten anything.
Of course, she comes to Bezdin. She got divorced. She comes to Bezdin. And she never got paid yet. Well, why should she have gotten paid? She didn't get paid yet. Ksuba is when she gets divorced, she gets going to Zuz. So she didn't get anything yet. Why can't she say that?
She's already received half.
What? We don't know that. She says she received half. She says I received half. I want the rest of it. So we say, okay, no, you have to swear. It wouldn't happen either. I could have said I didn't get anything.
Isn't that the halacha by Rashi makes us that the special the migul of
mishvur? Okay, I don't want to get into sugya about migul of tur mishvur right now. Okay, that's a shab. Migul of tur mishvur. Well, what's the migul over there?
What? My mind makes sense?
Yeah.
Could have got wrong.
Oh.
Everybody makes sense as an amigo. But isn't that the din? The way they get that.
One second. So we have Rishayim and discussed this Gemara Mishnah in Bamatsir, the Bez Ben Aleph. Why don't you have amigo over there? So that might answer your question. But again, I don't want to get to. That's Machal Rishayim with Migul of Tur Mishvur or not.
That's what I'm saying.
It's Machal Rishayim. You can't tell me it's a Gemara.
I'm not asking that.
You're saying that everybody that makes sense is Migul of Tur Mishvur. And therefore, and still he has to swear.
I'm saying that...
She's saying, you see, Migul of Tur Mishvur, that's what he's saying.
Oh.
That's what he's saying. I don't want to discuss that right now.
What does that mean?
where the mikra could use patur shvuah. Okay, I don't want to get stuck in every single detail of it. I want to ask, what's the gaya to Migul Heights? We're learning the Sukkah Migul Heights now, and that's the only Sukkah that we're learning right now. Things come in, I don't want to get stuck. I can give a shir kali, Migul to Mishur. I can give a shir kali, Migul to Azza. I can give a shir kali on, there's a lot of things we can talk about. Now.
T-Corn.
So Frechten is saying this. What's the Rabbeinu Tam Rabbeinu's problem? Yeah, that and also what's the answer? Migul Heitz Lo Amrina. He's got to get the text. The answer: Migul Heitz Lo Amrina. Yeah. Migul Heitz Lo Amrina. Frechten is saying this. What do you mean? It's a star. Everybody knows that Beshtar is no problem with loyalty. Same kasha, the Shach, asks the Mardukha, and the Sivas asks on Tam Ben Yaina. Now, he says it's significant that it's Tam Ben Yaina because Zafka Ben Yaina is the one that says Beshtar, Taka, Migul Haitz, Amina.
This is Tam.
What?
This is Tam. Right? Tam's not arguing with it.
Okay, I guess that's Tam Ben Yaina. Could be. Maybe this could be. I can't say it in Mahler. Now. Oh, Zotik Tzais, hello, you missed the sugya. Why? Because the Shach forgot a Ramban. The Sivas forgot a Ramban. Because the Ramban in our sugya, our Ramban that we just discussed, says the Tzais, the Ramban disagrees with Tzais. And the Ramban disagrees with Tais's Raya from Sitroi. Tais brings the Raya from Sitroi. That when you have a star, there's no problem with Migalaitzi. He brings the Raya from Sitroi. Says that Tais, the Ramban gives different tariffs. The Ramban says that the reason it's not Migalaitzi is because you're not being Maitzi with the Migal. The Migal indirectly is going to allow you to be Maitzi. So maybe that's the Tais holder that's good for the problem of Chayra. But it's indirect. The Migul is just me Neman. That what I took was legit. What I took was legit. Yeah? And Mamele can be mighty in the star. But the Migul is not being mighty. Tais holder is called being mighty. Because it's indirect. The Migul is not able to be mighty with the star. So it's called Migul Haitzi. That's the Chayra Sherish Machlek is in Taisimus and the Ramban. But the Ramban says, there's no right from the Migul Haitzi. Migul Haitzi, I mean, not because the star is different. Not because the star is different. Because in that particular case, the Migul is being miming you on something else. Not what I want to be mighty. The Migul is not allowing me to be mighty. I'm not saying you owe me money and therefore with the Migul and therefore I can be mighty moment. No, I'm saying you owed me money and that's the money that I got paid up for. That's the haksik. I'm being maxing that money. Now I have a perfectly legit star. I'm being mighty with the star, not with the Migul. Even though the Migul is what allowed me to collect the star. Good, maybe I'll tell you something that's called lights and if I say star is different. That's the Chayr of the Sharish Machlaik is over here. Or the man himself, you know, Bavar. But Zakhik says, there's no cash on the Mardukhai. There's no cash on the Nasi, on Talmud Rebbein Yaina. Because they can hold Ramban. Because they can hold Ramban. So Mele, the whole kasha doesn't start. The whole kasha doesn't start. Because we started the sugya, you learn the sugya, there's two Mahalchim. When the Mishayim come to Sidroi, the Ramban wanted to be right, all the Shem wanted to be right, the Migul Haitz and Minon, and then Sutrutim. The man says, it's not Haitz, because I'm not being Haitz with the Migul. I'm being Machzik with the Migul. The man Yaina says, it's not called Migul Haitz, if that's what he holds, and it's not called Migul Haitz, because they are Star. Star is commanded command not to, because commanded not to me. So Mela, Zotnik Tais, that Bechlal, all these Achrayim, they missed the boat. All these Achrayim, they're asking Kash in the Mardu, they're asking Kash, there's another Malchan. They're all, Adav Pashid, and the term of Shemayim, that Beshtar is no Migul Haitzi, who's the Gemara Sitroi? Hey, chill, there's another Malchan over there. There's another Malchan over there. Tov. So Akbar Min Chayit is a stira, but there seems to be issue between the Minyan and his Talmud over here. The Shaila is Zimucha that this Taka argument over here. So here, okay, I don't want to be mad from this point because I just want to finish up the Ramban's Mahal in the Sugya. Just the word that Rabbi Lang mentioned to me either Rabbi Yain is one. He's the one that champions the cause of Mishtar is normally Makam Eidim because it means right in the Sushai. But it could be, maybe Ksuba is different. Because the nature of Shtar Ksuba is different than other Shtaris. The Hainu, because and every Shtar Alba, you owe money, right? And by Ksuba, you don't owe the money yet. There's a nusach thing from Chayim, it's a chayiv to be chayiv. You know, you're not chayiv to Ksuba, they're happily married, it's no chayiv, right? So it's a chayiv to become a chayiv when there's a garrison. Yeah. So if we say the nature of the chayiv ksuba is different, then this I think he quoted this from Rav Wolpin.
Why does that make
that one?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm also sorry. There's a good svar to say. Yeah. That you can't say that it's command the Govidam if there's Bechal not a Chiyuv here yet. If the whole Chiyuv is pending, yeah, so it's command the Govidam. The whole Chiyuv is pending. By nature, the nature of Ksuba is a different type of Chayiv. So Chayiv is a bad Chayiv, you can say it's command the Govidam. But when the whole Chayiv is Betzim iffy, then they can't say that just because it's a Shtar, it's command the Govidam. Say that that's a maybe though may could be it won't be a stira in Rayana to Talmud. Now I want to finish up this with the Ramban. Ramban's Omsha again. So the Ramban himself, he brings the riots, not like the Rimagash. The Ramban holds at the end of the day Migul Haitzi Amrina, and he brought the riot from the Gemara Ksubas. You know, the Ramban held, yeah, that from Ksubas, the riot. Shastain and Nasti, Migal Haitzi, Amrina. Migal Haitzi, Amrina. She's Neman with a Migal that she could have said that Shastain and Nasti. Therefore, she's Neman, and she could have said she's Mukhazaik, therefore, she's Neman and said she was Nenat. It means Ryan Balgamar and Makabu, which is more complicated, that's why I didn't want to go into it. But the Maskan's Ramban is Migal Haitzi Amrina, not like Rimagash. Oh, so what does the man do with our sugya? Says a man, he has a whole different mouth in the sugya. He has a two machshmeitzer, a machshmuli hachi perusha. He has a very, he drains the gemara a little bit, but he learns he has a whole different mouth in the sugya. The achshdara loy mekayim beidina bashrasa. He's learning that the shtar was not mekayim yet. Not like we saw in Ben Yaina, who's saying that we saw in the Han Duke of the Ben Yaina there was Makoyin, the Rabban was clear. The Rabban says clearly that that's the basis for his whole Pshat in the Sugya. The Aleph Beis of his Pshat is that the Shtar was not Makoyin yet. Okay? That's going to be the whole Sugya is going to evolve around this Nakuda. Okay? Now, Kiyos the Beidina, Amalei Hai Shtar Zaifa Mamishu. Inamishtar, okay, he's not getting into that. Gochen. So in Zayfu Kloimer Shtar Manu Miu, and why he started off both and goes Shtar Manu Miu Shtar Malia Habli Lamarab Malishaker. What's the Malishak? Iboy Amar Shtar Malia Umekayim Lebesadi. Since he could be Mekayim it Kloimer Im Yochel Mekayim. If he can actually be Mekayim, because he wants to be Nehman Amigo. I could have said, it's a good start. Okay, so if he's been Nehman Amigo, we have to be Mekayim the start. We have to see whether your lie would have held water. Whether the star, your forgery, or, you know, even the money, whether it would pass the scrutiny of the king. So Mela, that's what he means. Yeah? Mal is Shaker. The Hainu. Nichlal, and what Rav is saying in the Malashak is that you're going to go ahead and be Mekayim the Shtar. Because the Shtar wasn't Mekayim. You know, if you had to have a Migul, we have to actually Mekayim the Shtar, otherwise you have no Migul. So we need to Mekayim the Shtar in order to give you a Migul. That's the Kleimar. Meaning, Kleimar, that Malashaker, you could have said the Shtar Malya, Kleimar says the Ramban, im yochel kaimer, im yochel kaimer. He has to add into the Gemara, which the Gemara doesn't say. That's why man has to, like, you know, stop it in a little bit. Vim ain't aidim mitzvah makayimai. Then he's not number. Because then this is no basis for the mikvah b'chla. The basis of mikvah is that there's a good star. But if the guy's claim is mitzvah, you have to makayim it. And therefore, insofar you can't makayim the star, you're not going to have a mikvah either. Okay. And that, and here's where the v'kuach, on this point, kuf is the v'kuach between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. V'amle Rabbi Yosef, amaykah samchas ha'yishtar, ha'yishtar chas ba'almu. Daha ainam akuyim. Mechol zman shal niskayim, harev v'cheres. V'afil amal v'isi prati. And here, the man throws in something important, which we once discussed. That is the Ramban that ayin. He says, yeah, but how does he say this? This is very important. The guy, the Kiyim Shtaris. He says, Hai Shtar Chas Ba'almu, the Ein Mekuyim, Chol Zman Shlein Iskayim, Harei Kheres. The Khan of Kiyim Shtaris says that a Shtar without Kiyim is worth nothing. It's not even because he was Maida that it's Kheres. Without that, the site is... The Yisrael says the Ramban is a shtar without kiyum is worthless. And he where does he say this? Where does he see this from? Bafilu amal abisi paraiti. Yeah. If he says paraiti. Yeah. The man mashla ishtara loiva on paraiti. This is easy. He's like throwing this in. This is the Ramban of Ayin that says that it's a pesha asar. Yeah. Because it's migu b'mak b'shach b'mayabai. So the Gemara has a shayla with migu b'mak b'shach b'mayabai. The man says, so man d'amar moy d'shach b'kosu v'tzarach l'kayimai. It means he has a migu because it's a peru of migu d'mzuyiv. That man d'amar. The man had a problem. It's migu b'mak b'shach b'mayabai. So the man answered, and he's like throwing his in over here, derech agav, that a star without kiyum is nothing. So Melo, Manka Mashvila Hashtara, who's the one that's making a star? Lloyd by saying that he borrowed. He's been made to the existence of the star, to the keepers of the star. Yeah? And he's saying Bashas me pay. So Melo, the man is showing that to show me that a star without kiyum is worthless. And that's Bats Misai Rabbi Yais, not because he was Maida, but Bats Mishtar without kiyum is nothing. Therefore, so Mel, what do you get? You have your piece of paper, right? You have a piece of paper. Wait, Migu, that what? You could have kept your taino with this lousy piece of paper, which is worth nothing. Nivish Benema to say that the karka is yours. You have another star somewhere else. Vim Taimar. What do you mean? Seder, chill, you're right. Until we're Mekayim, it's not worth anything. But Rabbi didn't say, just leave the piece of paper. Rabbi said, go ahead and be Mekayim it. Vim Taim Ari, Hariyachal Kaimai, Hariyachal Kaimai. So he said, what do you mean? Kol Zman Shlein Iskayim, Kol Zman Iskayim, Bicharesu. The Achshav, here's the punchline of Rabbi Yosef. Ein Bezen Iskakam Lai Shei Kaimenu. Vehei Achar Kach Nemem B'migu. Shei Hoide Shuk Kacheres and Ishbar. Says the Ramban, said Rabbi Yosef, that Bezdin is not going to go ahead and be Mekayim a Shtar, where by your own definition, the Shtar is forged. Bezdin is not going to go ahead and be Mekayim a Shtar, which is forged. It's ridiculous. While Bezdin Kim Shtar is to Mekayim a Shtar, to make the Shtar a good Shtar. We're not going to be Mekayim a Shtar just to give you a Migu. Yeah? Kim Shtaris says of Yosef is to be Mekayim a Shtar. It's a question: is the Shtar a good Shtar? It's okay. Want to validate the Shtar to make the Shtar a good Shtar. That's the call of Kim Shtaris. But when we know that this Shtar is worthless, so we're going to go through the game. We're going to play a game over here. We're going to play Kim Shtaris today. Kilo Mekayim the Shtar. You don't give me meaning. That's not Kim Shtaris. Kim Shtaris is the validator Shtar that should be considered a good Shtar. But you might think the Shtar is worthless. So Bezin's not going to go ahead and be Mekayim. It's not Bezin's job to Mekayim forge Shtaris. That's not the call of Kim Shtaris. Says Rabbi Yosef. Meich Bezin's Gokim Mekayim Cheres. Because you want to have me do something which is ridiculous, the Mekayim a Shtar which is not a Shtar, and I'm going to put a stempel on it that it's a good Shtar, and you know, the whole signature, the whole thing of Bezdin, oh, Kim Shtar, what, it's a Shtar, is nothing. Hareza Shikin the Nois of Tafas Vehipsit. Yeah? Oh. So Meila, Umeil says the Ramban. So that's a good quote. So God, it's interesting. It's funny because the Ramban never bothered to ask, like what Rabbi says, Hayshtar Chas Balma. Like, you know, like that's a problem to read Magash and learn that's Migal Haitzi. The Ramban was never bothered with Ikashita the Magash, the Migal Haitzi Lamina. He's never bothered with the Lashon of Rabbi Yosef. Meaning, which is, it's Kashmak right in the Ramban, because the Ramban's Pshat is Gavaldig in the Lashon. Yeah? The Ramban's Pshat is beautiful Lashon. Hayshtar Chas Balma. Yeah, you alaf kabayis hayshar chas baal, meaning we're not going to be mekayimim. That's cool for mamish. Mamish the nekudas on machlokes. It's mamish the nekudas on machlokes for the Ramban, right? Rabbi said, "Yes, be mekayimim now, have amigo." Because we're not mekayimim. We're not mekayimim chas. We're not mekayimim cheres pottery shards of pottery. We don't do that. It's not kim shtar. So, but like the Ramban doesn't even like you know, capitalizing that, like he wasn't really bothered by that. Chas Malm is just saying that it's not a good star, and therefore it's Migalaiti, you know? Like, No, I mean, what I just said, how he could live in Gemara is not true, because he holds, he made star as Laiti. You don't need to be Chas Malm in order to be Laiti in Ramban, even a star. Even a star is considered light. The Fidr Ban star is considered light. He doesn't hold of. He holds basically. He gives them chance to try. Taisin and Rayyana say that a star is not called light. The Ban holds star is called light. So you can't say that the way he's learning for the Rimagash that Hayashtar Chas Ba'alma is to say why it's light. Because even if it wasn't Chas Ba'alma, even if it wasn't Chas Ba'alma, even if it's. Even if not Chas Ba'alma, it's Lahaitzi. So yes, I don't know why the Ramban wasn't bothered by this question in the Gemara, but he wasn't. But I mean, it just comes out stam gishmak, and I wouldn't like the Ramban, you know, to say, okay, you know, according to what I'm saying, it's all the Gemara. I'm saying, but if for some reason wasn't bothered by it, back upon him, if he him though, between me and you, at least kabi us, Maisa, the Ramban is you know. Reads the Gemara Gevaldik. Chas Ba'alma, and therefore they're not going to go ahead.